To the editor, I have a green card. This allows me to spend time and money in the United States as well as Canada. In fact, it is reputedly accepted in most countries, stores, gas stations, and at golf courses everywhere. I can even use it to buy things on the internet. I also have a gray card. It too has many uses. However, following in the footsteps of my former life as an accountant, the gray card has restricted purposes. It is used for the business aspects of my life, such as paying for insurance, property taxes, healthcare issues like prescriptions and new glasses, utility bills, and car maintenance. I think of these as capital expenditures. The green card, on the other hand, pays for groceries, the odd six-pack of beer, a new shirt when needed, restaurant meals and groceries, ice cream when required on a hot day, a round of golf, and a refill of the gasoline tank in my SUV. These are my operating expenses, both the green card, TD Bank, and the gray card, BNS. Have my name printed on them in case any merchant wants to verify who is presenting payment. Both cards have secret and unique PINs. Now, do I ever use the cards for the wrong purchase? Yep. Despite their different colors and their bank logo, it can happen. I used the gray card the other day for a teen burger. A&W did not care because there were sufficient funds at the BNS to cover the charge. Although if I keep having these gray, green moments, I may have to dip into the reserve funds and make an inter-fund transfer. Our dear mayor, on the other hand, may not have had the convenience of having both a green card and a gray card. Suppose, just suppose, he had two gray cards in his wallet. Now, the fine print on the card may have said City of North Bay on one and Peter on the other, but here is the point. Where and when does Peter the, hail, well met, good fella, end and he becomes the, City of North Bay? There can be an identity crisis, for the mayor may be called upon at any time to make a city decision or promotion. If in the process of doing city business, the man needs a smoke or a cool beverage, who is to say which gray card to use? Let me get that, can be good for a vote, I mean, the image of the city. Years of business acumen will decide the issue. Years of schmoozing clients, customers, investors, charity donors, being the goodwill ambassador, create a quick draw for the credit card. Okay, I am still working on the dog food. That might just have been a moment. A chemo moment, the mayor and I have both been there, done that, and the gray cells do get mixed up once in a while. That was not a play on words. Cards, cells, gray. Forget it. If years of doing business do not define what goes on which credit card, then one might rely on personal integrity, that way of thinking imbued when we were young by parents, teachers, and preachers. Failing that, the operations manual at your place of work might define things more concisely for you. Notwithstanding the deputy mayor's suggestion that the city's manual needs revisions, what worked since the days of Mayor Dickerson is no longer sufficient. And that tells us something. The problem we have here is that although the mayor claims he did not do wrong and has addressed any oversights by repaying, he is not a Donald Trump who can say anything often enough, and many people come to believe him. The City Hall communications expert is not nearly as effective as the White House press secretary. We are in a small town, and everyone has their opinion about the mayor misusing the city's money. Bringing in the integrity commissioner to render an opinion may appease some, but methinks it is going to take more than tomato juice to wash this one away. Just saying. Bill Walton, North Bay.